brought to you by PureGrainAudio.com. This is the Alloy Podcast. Welcome to the Alloy Podcast. This is Matt, and I am all alone on this one because Ben has a very, very busy schedule. And so you're just going to hear me in here all by myself, banging around, making noise. I do have an interview coming up a little bit later. I'm going to break it into two parts because it's a 10-minute interview. And I figure I'll use each chunk as a talk break on this episode. That interview is with Born of Osiris. If you listened to last week's episode, you know my buddy McCary joined me for the As Blood Runs Black interview. He is also on this interview with me. So I hope you dig it. We're running Born of Osiris at this point to support the All-Stars Tour that's happening. I'm going to talk more about the All-Stars Tour in the next talk break. In this one, I want to kind of take a chance to talk to everybody about Warped Tour for a minute, because Warped Tour is now finally over, and of course Oregon gets the last date on the tour, so we're getting like 20% of everyone's best because they're all tired and worn out and ready to go home for a while. And I just wanted to kind of take a minute to send some shouts out to some people that I saw at Warped Tour, and to kind of go over how my Warped Tour experience was. So let's do that real quick. First, I guess I'll start with a big shout out to the guys in In Her Memory for playing a killer set on the Ernie Ball stage. They were one of the local support acts. I got to meet a couple of the Embrace the Fear guys, pretty cool dudes. Excuse me. And I got to all the An Epidemic at Hand guys were there. It was cool seeing all them dudes. And it was really cool getting to hang out with my homies and Abandon All Ships once again. So I did some video work for Abandon All Ships that I'm sure you will be seeing sooner or later. And I guess I want to kind of go over who impressed me the most at Warped Tour. And that includes some surprises. So I'll go ahead and say Winds of Plague. I didn't get to catch all of their set, but I caught most of it. It was the first time I'd ever seen Winds of Plague, and they destroyed. Now, earlier I said that nobody gives 100% on the last stop of Warped Tour because they're all tired, but I'll tell you what. The Winds of Plague vocalist was tearing it up the entire time, hopping around like a crackhead, being all sorts of crazy. And Miss May I was very, very good. They actually had what's called a marathon pit, which it was a circle pit that went all the way around the stage they were performing on, which was pretty legit. I got into that. That was fun. Although I don't really think I had a choice in getting into it. It was just one of those things where it's like, okay, I'm going to get ran down if I don't start moving. So, Matt actually got out there and did some pit work at Warped Tour. Miss May I was super, super good. I've never been displeased by Miss May I. I saw them once before on the, I think it was Mosh Lives 2 tour with After the Burial and Emuer, and the homies Proven played that. And Miss May I was very, very good. Although, I didn't hear their, I can't remember the name of the song off the big song off of the first record, the single. I can't remember it. But they didn't play that, and that kind of surprised me. But moving on from that, I caught this a chunk of a DJ set, and it was Big Chocolate. And I guess you would call him like a dubstep DJ, but he was really, really good. I picked up a sampler while I was there, and I have every intention on going and getting some more of that, because Big Chocolate was pretty cool. Asking Alexandria was actually pretty impressive. I was a little bit afraid because of that video that we all saw on YouTube of them playing in Seattle last time they were through. But they were actually super good. And I didn't get to catch most of Data Remember, I caught a smidge of it, but it's because I was over watching Abandon All Ships over on the Advent stage rather than on the main stage. Acacia Strain always impresses. And it seemed like they were kind of feeling the effects of a long tour, but more power to those guys because it is tiring, I'm sure. So, but they put on a good show again, and yeah, had a great time at Warped Tour. So I guess, you know what, I'm going to go into a 3-song set here, and then when we come back, we'll have some All-Stars talk for you, all right? And we'll kick it off with Devastator by For Today.
When you fall and feel me, you'll see my face on the battleground. Hell, fear me, I am the one that will bring you down. And when you fall and feel me, you'll see my face on the battleground. Let my name be feared at the gates of hell, as I exalt the Savior, the one that died.
Here's Chelsea Grin with Recreant.
Yeah.
Welcome back to the show, and we're playing all-stars music, except for one little chunk of the show where I'm playing pretty much whatever I want, because I don't see why not. We got in one request on the Facebook to play some Foghat, which was probably a joke, but I'm going to do it anyway. We're going to be playing that a little bit later. We're talking about all-stars for the rest of the show. Other than when we're talking to Born of Osiris, which will be starting next talk break. So those first three bands for today, Chelsea Grin and Attila, are all on the All-Stars Tour. And we're going to be playing some more stuff coming up later. For those of you that don't know about the All-Stars Tour, it's a hell of a lineup. It looks like This Romantic Tragedy and Memphis Mayfire are two maybe bands. Maybe for all those sleeping and sleeping with sirens, too. I think they're maybe bands, but Motionless in White, The Ghost Inside, In This Moment, Bless the Fall, Alisana, Attila, Chelsea Grin, After the Burial, Born of Osiris, For Today, I Wrestled a Bear Once, and Emuer, all playing the All-Stars Tour this year. It looks like a pretty legit show. I'm stoked to hang out with the Chelsea Grin guys again. It looks like I'll be interviewing I Wrestled a Bear Once at this show, so I'm really looking forward to that because I've been a fan of theirs for a while. Yeah, that's the lineup. Currently, as this is being taped, August 18th, Marquee Theater, Tempe, Arizona. So tomorrow in San Diego, California. Day after that in Anaheim. Day after that in Vegas. Day after that in Frisco, Sacramento, Seattle, and then Portland. I don't know why they jump over Portland and do Seattle and then do Portland on the afterwards, but whatever. Sounds good to me. And I will be attending the Portland show, of course. So if there's any of those dates are coming in your direction, make sure to head over and check it out, because it should be legit. It's going to be legit. I'm really looking forward to going and covering it. Let's see. What other music do we have coming up later on? Okay, I already teased some Foghat. A Pyrrhic Victory. This is a band that I heard of via Twitter. They're called A Pyrrhic Victory. Pyrrhic is P-Y-R-R-H-I-C. I'm not even 100% sure I'm saying that right. But I found out about them via Twitter and went and looked them up on Facebook and gave them a listen and really enjoyed it. I kind of know the guy that runs the label they're on, kind of via email and Facebook and Twitter. And he sent me over an early release copy. So the record's called The Preceptor. It won't be out until, looks like, the end of September, possibly the beginning of October. So this might be a first for all of you, hearing A Pyrrhic Victory. That also is coming up in the next song set. And I think we're going to go ahead and toss some Memphis Mayfire in there with it. Because, like I said, I'm not 100% sure that they're going to be playing every date. In fact, I know they're not playing every date. I just don't know which ones they're not playing. So check local listings, I guess. All right. I've been talking long enough, haven't I? Yeah, I have. So make sure you get tickets to the All-Stars Tour coming to a venue near you, I'm sure. And if you've already checked it out, tell me what your thoughts. How did you like it? Head over to the Alloy Podcast Facebook page and put your thoughts on the All-Stars Tour or Warped Tour if you want, because we talked about Warped Tour a little bit too. So that's facebook.com/alloypodcast. Go put your thoughts there, and we're going to duck into some music right now. And by request, Jared Dirks wants to hear Foghat, so here's Slow Ride. Here's Pyrrhic Victory with the Preceptor. Memphis Mayfire with The Sinner.
Yeah!
Matt from the Alloy Podcast.
And McCary.
And we're hanging out with guys. Could you introduce yourself to the listeners?
My name is Lee. I play guitar in Bone of Osiris.
My name is Joe, and I play keyboard in Bone of Osiris.
Right on. And we're up at the Hawthorn, and I don't think I could put my phone down because I was twittering the entire time of how much you guys were just destroying the fucking place, dude. Because there's literally blood and clumps of hair on the floor down there and shit.
I take a picture.
Yeah. Brutal.
That's fucking sick. It's pretty wild.
So how's this tour treating you?
Really good. Yeah. Like the days that it's like major cities, kind of, they're like really big shows, which we're surprised, and it's really cool. But you know, today was great too. It was pretty packed.
Well, you guys had some stiff competition. Wednesday was like Whitechapel and dudes. And so everyone just, you know, they got to pick one show or the other or whatever.
We played in Sacramento yesterday and they played on Friday. So it was like the same situation.
Brutal.
But actually, yesterday was sick too. It was no problem. So.
Yeah.
Right on. So, excuse me. New record coming out soon, right?
Mm-hmm. Next Tuesday.
Stoked. So stoked.
So stoked.
Dude, I've heard some of the teaser stuff. I haven't got the full thing yet, but I'm so pumped about it.
Sure. Yeah, we just put up stuff on our Facebook. Like Amazon.com put up little previews of each song, and like everyone was listening to it, and when we checked them out, they were just like the worst part. Well, not, you know, I mean, not that there's bad parts in the songs, but like they just chose the spots that were just like, that's the part you chose.
Because
that's
the highlighted better parts.
Yeah. So we kind of just put up more of our favorite on our Facebook for people to listen to. And so...
Oh yeah,
it's been a long time coming, so we're stuck too.
Awesome. How long did you guys work on this record?
Well, the writing of it, it's a while. I mean, we don't really. It's not like we just start writing when we need to do an album or something. Mm-hmm. Like, we need to do it in 2 months, we'll start writing. But like, so the writing's been going on for years, I guess. But like, I think we started recording it. I forget the month.
November.
Whatever, something like that. It took us like 3 weeks to record the album.
So. Wow, it's fast.
Yeah, it was. We actually were lucky. We were supposed to record the album. We're endorsed by a company called TuneTrack, who does like drum software, like for like, you know, for demo purposes, like drum programming and stuff. Mm-hmm. But they actually have nice studios where they make their drum samples. So they're like, yeah, you can come in and you can record, you know, for free because, you know, we just want to hook up our artists.
That's
and then
awesome.
Yeah, for mm-hmm. sure. But they something happened where it was like metal month. Oh yeah, November. It was like metal month, like or something, or October, Halloween month, I don't know, something.
They were too busy and their studio wasn't ready, and like so we ended up going to Boda Studios in like in the hills, and Bill from Teen Track hooked it up, and we also got to track it for free.
And the whole album?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Wow.
So cool. It was nice to save a little money in that aspect.
We definitely like pulled like 14 hour days, like sometimes, you know, every day for 3 weeks. So like the album's like almost an hour long, but we banged it out quick. Plus we have a studio at our house that we all live at together, so I mean some of the keyboards were already done when we went there. And
it was cool because they had like the main studio, and then there was like a secondary studio kind of where Ronnie and I like were working on the vocal patterns and the lyrics. Like while they were checking guitars, we were perfecting like all the double vocals and all the patterns and stuff. So
it's great environment. Definitely recommend that place for anyone that's trying to put together, you know, an album or anything.
Well, something I like to do is turn bands into fans for a minute. So, was there ever any shows, whether it be
fairly recently or before you guys were in the band that you went to that you thought was going to be dope and was lame?
Oh, that was.
Or the vice versa, that you thought was going to be lame and ended up being dope?
Ooh.
Because I don't mind throwing mine out there. When I was 16, I took my girlfriend to see Aaron Tippin at a casino. Like, and it ended up being, he's an amazing showman. He's amazing. I thought it was going to be stupid as shit, and it blew me away, you know?
I don't know. I haven't had any surprises, that I can say. I can say shows that I went to that I knew were going to be awesome, that were even better awesome, than I thought. I mean, a band called Carnival. Carnival's a band from Australia that, you know, a lot of us are pretty into. And I knew it was going to be awesome, and I went, and it was a surprise because it was even more awesome than I thought it was going
to
be.
And then I recently went to Sufjan Stevens' concert in Chicago. It was, like, sold out. His new record, Age of Odds, is, like, incredible, like, the way he's progressed, I don't know. And just, like, he put a lot into the production as well. So.
Awesome.
It was an amazing show.
All right, we're going to cut away for just a minute. For some tunes, here's Aspirations by After the Burial. We'll be right back.
Was the brand new I Wrestled a Bear Once called Karate Nipples. And here's some more of that Born of Osiris interview.
So what are you guys' plans for after this tour?
After this tour, we have 3 days off in New York. And then we go to Canada with August Burns Red, Texas in July.
And set your goals.
Set your goals.
And that's not hitting the U.S.?
No.
Depressing?
Yeah. It'd be cool. I mean, we're stuck to do some August Burns Red stuff. Like, we got to do a few days with them before, and it was neat. So we're excited to make a tour out of it. Haven't heard the other bands. I think one of them is even like a pop band.
Yeah,
Set
Your Goals. Actually, Texas in July, I've heard. They're like, they have a lot of like techno stuff, I think.
For sure. So, you know, make some friends, meet some new people. It'll be a good time, I think. And then that's like a week and a half, and then we'll be in the east or in the west coast of Canada, and then we travel back across the U.S. to New England Metal Fest. And we have some time off after that. We do Bamboozle on the east coast, and then go to Europe to Faceless and Veil of Maya.
Ooh.
So that'll be sweet because those are all like I've been our friends for years.
Hell yeah!
Oh, that sucks. We never get any.
I know.
The compilation ones.
I hear. Have you guys played UK?
Yeah, we just got back.
January, we were there.
Dude, I hear it's so fucking, like, mega compared to shows around these parts.
It's cool. Mm-hmm. It's mega, like, I don't know.
Yeah, like, they're a little bit bigger, but, I mean, there's still, like, as good as shows here, like the big shows here, you know?
Yeah.
But definitely, like, Manchester, Nottingham, London, like, there's some really hot bands for sure.
It's like you go to Germany, and it's, like, it's a whole different situation, like, but in UK, it still feels a little bit like the US, you know? It doesn't feel like you're in a foreign country, but, like, you know, then you get to Germany, and, like, we just did Russia, too, and other places. Then it feels totally different.
Yeah.
Can't understand what anyone is saying.
Yeah.
It's like, all I want is a damn cheeseburger.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
you kind of have to use thumbs up or thumbs down a lot more.
Yeah.
It's like the universal.
Yes.
They want a t-shirt. It's not small, medium, large. It's S, M, size L. Like,
oh, yeah. They just say the letter.
It's the letter on the tag.
Start busting out YMCA.
Right. Well, at least that's something, though. I mean, there's some sort of communication going on there. Yeah. That's cool. So,
what?
Club's getting pissed.
Oh, okay.
The cops are getting pissed?
The club.
Oh.
Oh, fuck the club. Anyway, so, I've heard a lot about, your guys' new record from the Metal Hammer podcast. Are you guys familiar with the Gill and Bees guys?
No.
Do they have a Twitter thing, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we follow them.
See, yeah, Twitter. They've been blowing up the new record on the podcast.
That's sweet. That's really
so, yeah, sick. They always seem to get it before me. So,
like, yeah, I noticed them. They put together a cool, if I'm thinking of the right people, they put together a cool little article about this leak that we put out.
Uh-huh.
I mean, we did like a... We leaked a version of our album that was just like us fucking around and making weird noises and just like to throw people that are trying to... You know, if the album leaks before it comes out, then you can suffer sales a lot, and like sales have a lot to do with, you know, tours that you get on.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Like, but it was weird because like we kind of thought people might get mad, like, oh, you know, like this is fucking gay.
What the hell happened?
We actually got a good response. People thought it was kind of funny.
You got a good response from the joke.
Yeah. It was like it's funny. Yeah, it was like some old songs that our singer and our drummer made like a long time ago, and then there's some of the acapella singing random stuff is our friend Joey Bartoli, who was our old merch guy.
Uh-huh.
who's a great guy, and he made some funny songs with us. He kind of threw all our jokes.
People that were trying to get, you know, get the album before it comes out, like they're gonna, you know, look at them.
If you have the fake leak, spam it.
Yeah. That's funny. We thought people were going to be pissed, like, oh, this is what I get for trying to download shit. But, I mean, everyone's just, like, stoked. Like, I know it's a joke, but I still want to download it anyway. So, like,
that's awesome.
But they put together a cool little thing. At first, it was just, like, we leaked it, and Sumerian was just, like, bastards. Posted this fake, like, we're all pissed because the album leaked thing just to throw everyone on to, like, what was going on.
And nice.
So, for a couple of days, it was this weird, like, everyone's like, why did Sumerian announce it? Why did they want to keep it secret? And then people started figuring it out. But I think that website you're mentioning, like, put together a little article figuring it out before a lot of other people did.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they did.
So that's cool.
Right on. Well, it sounds like the club's getting pissed, so I guess I'll let you guys go. We can call it good at that point.
I'm sorry.
And, no, it's all good, man. That's about perfect timing anyway. So
I think that's it for the show. I've got a quick announcement to make and then two more songs. We have a Tumblr page now, so for those of you that are Tumblr people, head over to alloypodcast.tumblr.com and hit that follow button. I'm going to leave you with these last two tunes. Here's Now Arise by Born of Osiris, followed by False Love in Real Life by Immure.
Looking for work.
Encourage our listeners to get a hold of us in a variety of forms. You can head over to alloypodcast.com or puregrainaudio.com/alloy. Leave a comment for us on the website. You can always leave a comment on iTunes. You can email us alloypodcast@yahoo.com. Search for Alloy Podcast on Facebook, or you can find us on Twitter @alloypodcast.